Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Well, hello once again. I rather suspect I'm not going to get too much sympathy, but as I introduce myself, I preface my name with the word exhausted.
Are you?
This is an exhausted Richard Keys.
And I am an okay Andy Gray. apart from being awakened from my slumbers in the early hours of this morning, Richard.
This morning being Friday.
Being Friday morning.
After a late night Thursday finish.
Yes.
2 a.m. here.
I got to bed at 3 a.m. this morning.
Right.
I thought I'll have a nice little kip.
Why did you get to bed at 3 a.m.?
Well,
I left you about 1:30.
My friends arrived from the UK.
Okay.
Welsh friends.
Yes.
Mr. Lynn Philip Morgan.
Yes.
Known as Moggsy.
Mm-hmm.
He arrived at yesterday. And they were still here when I got home from work. So obviously I had a small refreshment with them on the terrace. And then got to bed about 3.
Asked, by the way.
I know. Got to bed at 3. And then I thought I'll have a nice kip. 7 o'clock this morning. Brr, brr. Hello, my lovely. Hello, my lovely. Hello. Help, help. I'm like, what? Where can we go? I said, well, I don't know. It's 7 in the morning in Qatar. What do you mean?
Well, that's not very nice. You could have been more welcoming than that.
No.
You could have just said...
in my bed.
Yeah, but never mind. People are in trouble.
Not my fault.
No, but...
I did very quickly come out of my slumber and say, well, come here.
Right. If I'd got that very same call, I would have said, join me.
No, you did get that call. You ignored it.
Well, I didn't so much ignore it. Yeah. I was asleep and I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And when I woke up and looked through the phone,
it was there.
I did see a missed call from Christian.
Yeah.
Christian from the VIP car group.
Yes.
I think they have a new name. But if you're looking to lease a car, there is nobody better to be
in touch. Nobody. So. Nobody. Don't get private number plates off him, though. He does lose them.
Did he lose
He's lost mine.
Did he?
He's lost Rachel's.
What?
Ooh. He's been looking for it for 2.5 years.
It's not worth much, though, is it? Is it?
It is to me. And by the way, it will be to him if he has to replace it.
I too am in company. I have Chris Lithgow here, a very good friend of mine,
yeah.
The son of Nigel, Nasty Nigel,
who Nasty
we've spoken
Nigel, yeah,
to
yeah.
on this podcast,
yeah.
and his mate Welshy, who's not Welsh. and I was sat on the balcony yesterday with Chris, and he said to me, I'll tell you, Chris now lives in LA with Nigel. And he said, I'll tell you who I've got friendly with in LA, and you should invite him over here. I said, go on. He said, Alessandro Del Piero, really nice guy. I said, well, funnily enough.
We were with him last night.
Yes, he's part of our Be In Sports team. That has been for me. People get different things out of tournaments such as it. That, for me, has been an absolute treat. Meeting guys that I've watched for many years and didn't know. Alessandro, nice guy. And then last night, David Villa.
Okay, David Villa, for those who are not sure what you mean.
Yeah, the reason I do it, I do it with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek.
Yes,
because
I know.
As we've discussed many times, modern-day commentators change the names of players on a weekly basis,
absolutely.
And depending on who it is. And go all the way back to Barry Davis, who used to... Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
I remember that.
So I do it with a purpose. Yes, but I asked him last night, is it David or David? And he said, David in Spain, or it's David if you wish. I said, no, David.
David's fine.
I said, and is it Villa or Bija? And he said, it's Bija.
Yeah, we know that's true because it's not, we call it Valencia.
Valencia.
Spanish call it Valencia.
Yeah, well, certain districts in Spain, that mm-hmm. is the case. But mm-hmm. I just thought I would do it to make a point.
Yes.
Because these daft commentators, week in, week out, you can be watching a football match and thinking, where did they get him from?
Yeah, I know.
It's the same guy you were watching last week with a different pronunciation.
That's right. I know.
Nonsense.
No.
Anyway, for you, the World Cup?
Good. Slow burner. Yeah. Started. I mean, for the Qataris, it started poorly. Obviously, it was a really poor performance in the opening day from the home nation.
Yeah, not so much the football. I mean, we haven't felt it, but what's going on around and about the football?
Perfect. I think everyone seems to be very happy. Everyone seems to be enjoying it. Fan parks are packed and people really having a good time. And I think as we go on, more and more people will arrive in the country to watch their teams play. The Welsh have invaded us today.
Well, it is a country, of course, where you can't find alcohol, but our mate Tidy Williams, Roger Williams, who runs three outlets in town, if you're coming, they're worth looking up.
Yeah.
The Curry House, the
Aussie Hive,
and Steak in the
Steak
City.
Steak in the City.
The Welsh drank him out of beer.
They did.
On the first day.
Good lads, well done. Lads and lassies. Yeah. Good lads and lassies.
Before we introduce our first guest today, I was reading about this morning, people are already looking forward to, it seems, piece from Henry Winter in the Times, the US.
Ready?
Yeah. The US are talking about a number of changes that they would like to see in the game ahead of the tournament that they're co-hosting with Canada.
That sounds like the US. They like to change things.
They want to revolutionise the flow of a game with a rule that a player has to get up within 15 seconds or be taken off by medics.
Well, we have tried that before.
We don't mind that. That's actually currently something that they do in MLS. Although it's not got IFAB sanction. So I think probably IFAB have said, well, let's see the Americans get on with it. They want to mic players up.
Oh, wow.
That's never going to happen.
No.
But they also want to have a situation where referees explain decisions. Now, yes, that has to come. That's got to come, Andy.
Well, loudspeakers at the ground. Touchdown.
No,
foul, number 25, pulling.
No, I think... the way I read this is a referee, as we've been asking, at the monitor mm-hmm. when he's talking to base, let us listen.
No, I don't mind that.
That's absolutely critical.
I thought you were talking about corner.
Well,
left back.
No, I they may be, but that's the way I look at it, and I'm obviously not too keen on that. Howard Webb, they talk about glowingly here. Howard, of course, is coming to take over what Henry describes as the mess.
Yes,
that has been created at the PGMOL. Can't argue with that.
Nope.
Really can't. But I wondered ahead of a tournament such as this whether those who have protested so much about Qatar might be protesting about the illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Who knows? Probably not.
I wonder if they might be protesting about capital punishment, where more people in America have been killed in the last decade by the state than they have here.
Probably not.
Some total of people put to death by the state in Qatar?
I would guess, not knowing, zero.
None.
There you go.
Absolutely none. And of course, if you want to make it political, what about the debate over abortion?
Oh, well, there you go.
Which is fairly lively, pro-life, and those who say
absolutely.
A woman's right is to have. So these things, Andy, I would expect to say, and on the front pages, I would expect the Daily Mail to go after these like a dog with a bone. You know, these are all important matters. And for footballers to be sending messages from the first whistle or almost before the first whistle to the last about how we should be living our mm-hmm. lives.
Do you think that'll happen then?
Of course not.
Exactly. Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
But why not?
Yeah, why not? You don't pick your morals.
No. If we're as strong on these subjects mm-hmm. as we are told.
Yeah.
And I do think now a number of players are getting to the stage whereby they just want to play football.
Well, I mean, Granit Xhaka came out yesterday, I think, was very strong in it. You know, we just want to play football.
Our first guest,
yes,
I'm delighted to say, was one of those that irritated you with a 7 a.m. call.
Yes.
So it's fallen into our lap, really.
Bloody irritate me with
the Welsh.
Well, he's a lovely lad.
The Welsh legend.
Oh.
Very nearly a centurion of caps
very
for his
nearly.
Country. Joe Ledley.
13 years, I think, he played for his country.
Yeah, 77 caps.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, you're me, Ledley.
I was going to say, good morning again.
I know, yeah. Unexpected. I didn't realise I'd be sat with two legends.
We're sat with a legend.
Luis isn't a legend.
Bodida.
It's great to be here.
What does Bodida mean, then?
Good morning.
Okay, well done. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, look who's just gone past you.
No, no.
Oh, the aforementioned. The aforementioned.
Philip Morgan.
Philip Morgan, yes. Do you know he's one of twins?
No, he's not. Yeah,
no, I'm not going to tell it.
Yeah.
Those who know us know it. Yeah.
You'd be shaming.
Are you enjoying Qatar?
Yeah, it's been. Obviously, we are staying in Dubai and flying back and forth for the games. But since we've been here, it's been fantastic. I think just being in the World Cup by yourself for seeing our nation being here is just a remarkable achievement.
Brilliant. Did you hear what he said then? We've half stayed in Dubai.
We've half?
Did you say that? Did you say we've half stayed?
Half, yeah. See, half. No see, H.
And is it half tidy?
Half.
Or is it just tidy?
Half tidy.
It's half tidy, so it's very good.
For the uninitiated, tidy is good. Well, tidy's good. But very, very good. He's half tidy, which is half of tidy.
And okay, I don't get that. Don't so get there's that my at glass. All. It's full.
Yeah.
But then it's only half full.
Yeah, but it's half tidy.
What's got most in it?
But also, I'll be there now in a minute. My drink will be there now, but we might be there in a minute.
You see those 2 houses on the hill? Mine's the one in the middle.
Oh, yeah. We don't do it right, to be fair, back home.
Did you come in for the American game, the US game?
Yeah, we came. Yeah, it was, No, seeing them be making history and being so long in a World Cup, but you know it was disappointing in the first half, especially.
Yeah, poor one,
you know, it was very poor. I think Robert Page knew. I think he got it wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, especially the starting lineup. I think it just wasn't Wales. It was probably the worst performance we've seen from Wales for
a long time.
Were you
surprised Kiefer Moore never started?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Very surprised. Too. Not just that, also Brandon Johnson, I thought.
Yeah. You mean Zlatan? The Welsh Zlatan.
Yeah. He's been brilliant. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Kiefer Moore. I think he's a threat. I think he's hard for defenders to try and defend against him because he's not just a... Normally, if you get a target man, he's pretty slow, but he's quick. He can move as well. Yeah. I'm not surprised with that.
Does he have a nice touch for a big man?
That's another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely touch for a big man. That's half tidy, his touch. Tidy.
But you're not alone in not performing in the first half. It's been a theme, hasn't it? And I noticed today, again, I think Telegraph Times were looking to try and find a reason why. I was interested last night and wondered if our guests then... the aforementioned David Bija
and John Terry,
Robbie Keane, JT. By the way, JT, yeah. Can I just say here now on the record?
Yes.
What a good guy!
Yeah.
What a good guy! He has been one of the stars of the show.
He has for me too.
He's a very very warm guy. He took the staff aside last night, Laura Shearer included, and said thank you.
I know he did.
Which is a classy touch from a guy. Doesn't need to.
I happened to mention one of my mates coming in is a big Chelsea fan, and I said to John 2 days ago, I said so. Will you do me an autograph for him? Nick, he's coming in short couple of days. He went, yeah, no problem. Last night, came in. John Terry signed Chelsea shirt. I thought, well, top
class. No, he's been well terrific. He's engaging.
Goes a long way, don't he?
It does. And he's interesting to listen to about football
by the way,
as well.
He's tired. He must have signed 400 autographs in Dubai Airport this morning.
Did you?
It was full of Welsh.
It's been mad. This is the reason why I wanted to come. I've had offers to do media and stay back home and stuff, but... I want to do it as a fan. I've never really had an opportunity to watch Wales, you know, over my career. I've been in the national team, so I thought I'd do it as a fan, and it's been hard work at times, but, you know, I enjoy it. It's nice to be a part of that sort of environment of how a fan does it.
Mm.
This is why we're with you guys at the moment.
Yeah, my last experience as a fan was on the terraces at Gillingham before they made it an all-seater.
Was it?
Yeah, watching the Super Sky Blues.
Mm. Oh, hold on, you're still a fan. Is that the last time you watched them?
It's the last time I was able to go and be part
without working.
Without working with my good friend Gary Hoffman.
Yes.
That'll upset a few in Newcastle.
Well,
with Gary Hoffman, we stood on the terraces and watched Richard Shaw smash one in. I was there, T-shirt, when Shaza scored, yeah. Yeah, that's a long time ago. But it is a different experience, isn't it?
It is. It's strange. You know, obviously, I was brought up in that sort of environment. I used to go to Cardiff games and sit on the Bob Bank with my brother. My mum and dad would drop me off to the Ayatollah.
Well, that's not the one. That's the Ayatollah.
It was a rough place to be, actually, in Indian Park. It was really hostile.
No,
don't believe
no,
me.
I always enjoyed a trip to Ninian Park.
It brings back memories, like, and the Welsh fans have been fantastic. We've seen it over the last few campaigns, you know, 2016 and 20, and, you know, I think we're just enjoying it as fans.
So you should. I think it's great.
It's fantastic.
The Tafts are here. The Welsh are here.
And how do you feel?
Mark Bowen's coming in on
great.
Friday, I think, for the last one.
How do you feel about today, as we record this today? This is a couple of hours before you take on Iran.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
We got to expect a win. You know, 3 points is vital, is a must. You know, a draw is definitely not good enough. Got to put in a better performance. I think Robert Page will definitely change the formation. I would see Kiefer Moore definitely starting, Brendan Johnson. Maybe going as a back four, more of attacking threat than a three and a slash five, as they say. But we got to win. And like I said, I think goal difference now is going to be vital. I think USA playing England.
What do you want there? I know what you're going to say.
Do I really have to say?
Yeah.
England to win.
So you basically want England with a to big beat Iran and
yeah,
US.
With a big goal difference. And then going down with Wales winning today.
Yeah.
And then looking forward then to seeing what US and Iran do in the last game. I really do think, though, we might get a point against England in the last game. And 5 points will be enough.
Why not?
So do I.
Why not?
I think it's... I said to Andy coming into the tournament, it's those games that England... dislike intensity. Go back to the Euros. Scotland.
No.
We're supposed to get swept away. Didn't happen. No. England don't like those games.
Yeah, it's one of those things that obviously we've done a bit of dirty on England when we achieve and it went live when he got knocked out of the Euros. So maybe they're trying to get
You did what football fans do.
I know.
What do they expect?
I think we'll be all right. Defensively, Wales, fair play to them. We were under a cosh a lot in the first half, but defensively, the last few games, Wales have been okay. Yeah. So we'll pack the bus up and we'll see what happens.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Yes, we want it through. That would be lovely.
It would be great, for the extra game.
Yeah,
it'd
be fantastic. And
that would upset our friends from the US. Right. Or England, have we considered that possibility? Or do you think England, having won in the first game, all but done?
Yeah. I think England will go through.
Yeah.
And not easy. We'll still have to play. Listen, it's hard to judge England. England were terrific in what they had to do. They swept aside a really poor, I thought, on the day, Iran side. So comfortably. And they're a threat. They're a threat because of what they can do, as we saw, who they can bring on, the quality of the changes they can make. They can change the front line totally and it doesn't make it any weaker. Mm. So they're a team to be.
Yeah. So long time. That's all they're blessed with, and they like, look at the likes of Wales and people like that. You know, there's no disrespect, but we haven't got the likes of bringing a bench who can sort of change a game at certain times. You know, I think... attacking wise, Brendan Johnson and Dan James, it always one of those two to make. But apart from that, we haven't got that. Yeah. We're not blessed with that sort of squad.
And England can switch all four front.
Are you still haunted by 66?
I think I might have just got over it, which is not a good sign if England win it again.
I think I'm right in saying Dennis Law played golf.
He played golf that day, yeah.
What did Andy Gray do as a young man?
I was
what
10,
were you, 14, 15?
10. Shut up. I was 10. In fact, I wasn't even 66. 10, just coming up for my 11th birthday. Yeah.
And I was 4, it's probably the first football tournament I remember, 4, 5. Just celebrated my 5th birthday, yeah.
I wasn't very good at... I'm not very good at watching England, as you know, having watched me for the last 10 years or so, whatever we've done. I'm not good at watching England.
No, same.
But anyway, I hope they do well.
He doesn't mean that. You know that, don't you?
I've got a feeling he'll relax and enjoy the tournament a whole lot more were England to not make too much progress in it. I think that...
I don't mind.
Oh, really?
Listen, I'm married to an English lass and you know, and she always has... I'd always like to give her my support to her and her nation.
Uh-huh.
Not too much of it, but... Yeah.
we have two guests today. I'm hoping that we're going to make contact with our second, Chrissy Houghton, Technical Director of Ghana, who, of course, were, as we record this last night...
Hard done by.
It's hard to find words.
Did you see it, Joe? Penalty incident. Do you not see it, Ronaldo?
No, we didn't. No,
you missed it.
No, we missed it. Sorry, no. We were playing Top Golf.
Wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. But Joe, we thank you.
Yes,
and
thank you
we do wish
much.
The Welsh every good wish going
appreciate
forward.
Appreciate it.
And just help yourself. You know where the fridge is. You know where the beer is. We'll be back with you in about half an hour. So.
Brilliant, as we speak, it's just after 10 in the morning.
Better slow down a bit.
Half tidy.
Half tidy. It's lovely.
Yeah.
It is lovely.
Thanks, Joe.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Poor old Joe slightly got mugged this morning. Didn't expect to have to sit down with us, but as you just made the point quite rightly, you have to sing for yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way, the Welsh know how to sing.
By the way, having got me up at 7 a.m, he was definitely coming on.
I suddenly thought, oh, Joe's in. Okay, thanks, Joe. Welsh and Wales are playing today. It'd be nice to have a chat.
One or two bits and pieces quickly from the papers. Saudi government have said they would back private bids for Manchester United or Liverpool. Now,
who has?
The Saudi government. The Saudi government would back private bids.
What's that got to do with the
Saudi government? Unaware of there being a private enterprise in Saudi Arabia. And if the government is backing a private bid, is it not a government bid?
A bit like Newcastle.
And the PIF, not the government in Saudi Arabia, but as we know, they signed documents to say that that would be the case. Their public investment fund own Saudi Arabia. So I can see this story flying, if indeed that's the case, because that would be...
So we think the Saudis are keen on United?
No. Private business in Saudi, backed by the Saudi government.
I refer to my previous question. So you think the Saudis are interested in United? Well,
maybe they're thinking, oh, we went a year too soon.
Yeah, you know, Newcastle.
And I understand what they're saying at Manchester United. They think they can tease prospective buyers of Liverpool in their direction. I, you know, they may have a point in that respect, but it'll be interesting.
Who? I mean, this might be a totally stupid and obvious answer that you're going to give me. But what would be the better buy if you had the money for both?
Yep.
Where would you go?
United.
There you go. I thought you said that. Yeah.
Without hesitation.
You have to, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Such is the appeal still around the world. Now, I'm not saying that Liverpool isn't a weighty proposition.
No, it is. I agree with you.
It really is.
But I think if you're talking worldwide, it's United.
If you very much. Viewing figures in Qatar up for the first round of matches so
great.
Far. Yeah.
Great.
Despite the fact there were some concerns about boycotts. The Japanese, I don't know if you saw the story. This has happened before. Look,
what's happened?
Look at these pictures are on the socials. That's their dressing room after the game.
Amazing. Did you not see
fantastic.
The fans? Did you not see the fans?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the terraces.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
They were actually taking their own rubbish and putting it in plastic bags and taking it away.
This is half the problem with the necessity to recycle and plastic bags blowing around the streets. If people disposed of them properly.
Yeah.
Andy Dunn on Fire today. I think it's Andy. I'll check. Mm. He made this point, and he said, when we complain about match-going experiences in other countries, we should never forget the English summer's Euro 2020 final.
No, we shouldn't actually forget that, no. We shouldn't.
Really shouldn't.
We really shouldn't.
No.
And when you, honestly, I was absolutely gobsmacked when I saw the Japanese supporters collecting their own rubbish, packing it away.
I mean, how respectful.
Absolutely fantastic. Top marks.
The times the games have been running has raised an eyebrow here and there. I'm with David Dean. I'm with this little piece again, I think, from Andy's column today, saying that, you know, if you think they're lasting forever now, wait until the knockout stage when they go to extra time and penalties, which is really a fair point.
That's true.
And also from that same column today, if you needed confirmation that alcohol is still available inside World Cup venues in Qatar, then you need to look no further than the Ahmed bin Ali Stadium on Wednesday night. Because whoever gave Kevin De Bruyne the official player of the match award after Belgium's hugely fortunate win over Canada was clearly on something way, way stronger than Budweiser. I mean, even De Bruyne himself said, I have no idea how I got this.
No idea.
Didn't he?
Yes. No idea at all. I mean, to be fair, Thibaut Courtois, his mate, must have been looking and thinking,
really?
Really? I've just kept us in this game. I've just won us this game, by the way.
According to Mail Online this week, Roma are the only Serie A side that could afford Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm not quite sure how that's the case. From the You Couldn't Make It Up column, the Germans' wives and girlfriends have been complaining temperatures in the stadiums are too cold.
Too cold?
Yeah.
Well, they're air-conditioned.
Well, yes, but if you remember, all the pre-tournament fast, well, a lot of the pre-tournament
was about the heat.
These outrageous temperatures,
yes.
How players going to perform in the stadiums. They're a lot cooler than they have been at home.
Yes, much cooler.
Through the summer months.
Much cooler.
Gianni Sequoise upset the Canadians this week.
Who's he?
Referee, same guy that ended an AFCON game on 85 minutes because he said he needed to get home.
Has he been at it again?
Yeah, he denied the Canadians what they felt were two clear penalties and gave one against the Belgians. Yeah. It didn't even look like one. It was high up on the arm. I mean, he's the only one, I think, so far that you'd look at and go, not sure you should be at this level, really. Jim Ratcliffe, back on United, I'm ready to buy Manchester United. I just tend to think that people that are going to make big business decisions don't talk about them publicly.
Did he not?
Yeah.
Was he not interested in Chelsea?
Yeah. 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 Well, his people.
His people were interested
said
in Chelsea.
That, okay. They were interested.
Yeah.
Sad to have lost David Johnson, someone that you know, the doc. Yeah.
Johnny was there when I signed for Everton in 83. And he was there. I played a couple of games with Johnny. Lovely lad. I remember he took me around. I was looking to buy a house. He lived in the Wirral, I think.
He did. He was one of few in those
days.
There you
go. Yeah. He lived in the Wirral, and I'd been saying to John, I said, I'm looking by somewhere, and I'd been looking at Formby and Southport, those kind, where most of the lads were based. And he said, have you been over to the Wirral? I says, no. And he said, well, let me take you over one day. And it was brilliant. He took me to his house, and then we went and had a look at a few places in the Wirral.
Boys in those days tended to go Formby, Southport.
Yeah, I didn't fancy
unwritten,
it.
Now, you see, you fell into the trap. The unwritten reason was that they didn't fancy driving back through the tunnel.
Correct.
Late at night if they'd been out. And,
was it?
And maybe enjoyed the hospitality of Liverpool City Centre.
I didn't want to miss training in the morning, getting stuck in the traffic jam in the tunnel.
Matt Dickinson of The Times is one of two reporters this week that thought they'll put to the test the claims that you could do 4 World Cup games in a day, and he did.
Yeah, there's a few done it.
Yeah, there are.
Aaron did it for us, didn't he?
Aaron Summers did
it.
Aaron ran Summers. Between the stadiums.
He ran them.
Clocking up 33 miles.
You're joking.
Yeah.
And Angus Scott, a previous employee here, he did it.
Yeah, you Angus can do it. And it's, I'm told, quite something. I mean, to take 2 World Cup games in a day is good enough. But
4?
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. Well done.
I picked this up because it confirms really what I've thought for an awful long time. Manchester City denied this week that Ronaldo was close to joining them. I think he played Manchester United.
You think so?
I think he played them magnificently.
Aye.
Although I think both he and the club United now are wishing that they'd never done that deal.
Yes.
It should have gone somewhere else.
Do you know what? It's not the same, but I know how it works. It was the same when I was at Everton and I had to leave and I went back to Villa. Like, what, try to think, 6-7 years after I'd been there as a kid, and I'd done
it. Just never the same, is it?
And people had said, don't go back, Andy, don't go back, don't do it. And I thought, no, love Villa, great club, know the Midlands, family's there. I thought, yeah, that's perfect. But it was a disaster for me as well. Yeah. I had a nightmare.
Cliff Jones, legend. He went with Wales to their first World Cup. And this was a terrific article in the Mail this week. Ian Herbert. The headline, this takes us back to the days when these things happened and we've moved on so far you forget. The FA of Wales wanted to get their wives on the plane, so we left 4 players at home.
No! Oh, wow. Oh, dear.
But those things used to happen. The toffs would be in first class and the players, of course, at the back of the plane with the hoi polloi. There are other bits and pieces I've got. Those were the highlights.
Are you getting messages about, I'm at the airport, come out to different people today? I'm a nightmare. I've just looked at my phone again. Another mate of mine. Where are you? I'm at the airport.
Oh, right. Well, let's introduce our second guest.
Yes, please.
The morning after the controversial night before.
Yes.
The former Newcastle coach, Tottenham first team coach, Brighton. I'm using the word coach because I live abroad now.
Yeah,
manager.
Yeah,
let's use English.
Yeah, manager. Yeah,
manager. Chrissy Houghton joins us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Morning to both of you.
Thank you, young.
Thank you for joining us. That's the first thing. And I rarely spend time with Chris And it's funny how this came up again last night, and it wasn't me, Chris, I promise you. I'm sat with, here we go, I'm going to drop a name.
Drop
here.
A name, man. Who is it?
Sat with David Villa watching that game. Yeah. And David turned to me when they cut the shot of the technical area. They said, isn't that the fullback that lost in 87 to Coventry?
No.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He never. That's shocking.
No. Are you sure that's the fullback that won in 81 and
82? Well done, Chris. Fantastic response, fella.
Sorry, Chris. I can't resist it. It's, you know, once in 100 and what is it now? 120 years or more. You've got to milk it. But anyway,
and they're doing okay with a very good manager. I must admit.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, I but don't make that point too widely, because I think also
he doesn't want him to go, Chris.
A very good manager, and I'd love to see him probably work at a higher level, Chris, because I think he's a top guy. But I would then be disappointed that he's not with us. But he's done a job and a half, hasn't he?
Well, he's done a fabulous job, and I think probably because of the circumstances here, it's been understated, and probably I think because of the individual that he is, you know, it's understated that huge job he's done there.
Yeah.
And anybody that takes time to analyse the job that he's done and the difficulty he's done, you know, you have to compare that with managers at the other scale that have all these facilities and, you know, great players that are available to them.
I agree, but let's not talk about it too long.
No, because you don't want them out there.
So, Chris, when the referee gave that penalty last night, what were your thoughts?
I think probably two. One, dismay that he'd given it. But then probably a sort of a touch of calm afterwards, because, you know, I couldn't see it not being overturned.
Yeah.
You know, and even from the angle where we were, the reaction of Mohamed Salisu, his reaction, you know, there was a genuine feel, even from the angle where we were, that he'd made contact with the ball. And I think a forward being in that position, you know, is certainly going to look the best opportunity he can, but to maybe get a penalty, I think this is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But this comes down to the responsibility of a referee and the responsibility of VAR. So it was a little bit of calm afterwards, because I couldn't see it not being overturned.
Well, I haven't met too many that are of a different opinion.
I haven't met any, actually.
We were the same, Chris, watching it, and the more you saw it, and the less activity there was between the referee and VAR, I mean, the less able, really, we were to put it all into words.
Chris, would it be fair to say you can accept maybe that the referee, looking at it from where he was, might not have had the best view of it, so he possibly could have got it wrong? But surely what we can't accept is that in the world we live in now, where we have every angle under the sun available to the VAR operator, they are the ones who let you down last night. Not so much the referee, I don't think. They were the ones, the VAR operators and the people in that truck, whatever it is, are the ones that let Ghana down last night. Would that be fair?
No, I think, Andy, that would be fair. And I think it's a really good opportunity, because I think we all know that since VAR was introduced to our game, there are differences of opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, VAR, I think it's here. I think it's certainly here to stay for a considerable time. And, of course, what you want to be able to do is implement it the best way possible at the biggest stage.
Yeah.
And there's no bigger stage. No bigger stage, of course, than the World Cup, and however many millions of people watching the game last night and watching that decision. Absolutely, referees can get it wrong. So certainly no blame apportioned to the referee. The pace of the game, the angle of the game and what he sees.
Mm.
But there is an opportunity after that to change that.
Yeah,
and particularly on the bigger stage, where, you know, if it's a promotion of what VAR can give, then this is the biggest stage. So that is probably the biggest disappointment.
Yeah, and I thought the boys were great, Chris. I thought you played really well. It was for the neutral, a really good game. But how are people this morning?
I think a touch down, but I think the fact that we finished the game, I think, in a good way, and I think the fact that we were able to give them a game. I think it's what we saw first half can be normal. We're playing against a top team that are a great team in possession, and you know you have to try to get your tactics right in this type of game. But and certainly, you know, we limited them to possibly one sort of half chance in that first half period. But we all know the game will open up, and it'll either be because the natural course of the game, or it will be because goals change games.
Yeah.
And I think that the feeling better now, because I think we were able to finish the game in a good way, and I think most people generally felt that we were very competitive in the game.
Agreed.
What were you thinking? Were you looking, Chris, when your forward was stood behind the goalkeeper as the goalkeeper dropped the ball in front of him? Did you see that? Were you looking at that? And what were you thinking?
Yeah. Well, no, I must admit, we saw him there, of course, and I think for us, like both ourselves, we can remember, you know, Robbie Keane doing it.
And, yeah.
And I think even one Keezy, I think you might remember Dion Dublin.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was for Coventry or that was for...
It was for Coventry, for Chris, against Newcastle United. And I used the line last night for many months after it was said that Shea Given was the only Irishman that didn't know where Dublin was.
Dublin was, yes. No. I have heard that one, and it's brought good memories back to me. Not so much for Shea, but for...
No.
So, we saw him there, but you know what we do know is that for that to happen, it's very, very rare. You know,
but the funny thing was, though, Chris, we were sat last night with John Terry.
Yeah.
And would you believe Robbie Keane?
Yes.
And John muttered as the keeper's sort of walking away, he's got, "Don't put the ball down, keeper. Don't put the ball down,
don't
keeper."
Drop it.
and Robbie, of course, had got a big grin on his face, remembering that he'd done it for Spurs against Birmingham.
Correct.
All those years. It would have been justice. It's a shame it didn't happen.
Yeah, it was
a shame.
It was a shame it didn't happen. And I was going to say, what's... just at that vital time, and whether it's because of the Iñaki Williams, the excitement of realising what he'd done, but he just slips.
Yeah, he loses his balance. Yeah, yeah, he does, Chris.
Yeah, just so whether that was the turf itself, or whether that was almost that sort of over excitement and realisation, or you know what had just happened. And I think if he doesn't, then it's a wonderful... we hope finish to a game, and probably something that, you know, some would argue in a second half performance we deserve.
I agree.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
In general, Chris, are you enjoying it? I'm Georgie Berting, I know, had to give up work at Villa because they weren't too keen on him coming. He just wanted to be here and experience everything. Lay aside last night's disappointment. Have you enjoyed it? Has it been an experience that you'll look back on and think, I was there?
Yeah, no, I mean, very much so. And I have enjoyed it. And the part I must admit I've enjoyed most is being around the technical staff. We have a very good head coach who's brought in some good technical staff as well. So that part's nice, the workings of that. But it's being around the players.
Yeah.
And we have a really good mix of experience, and you know the experienced ones, but some good young players as well. And one thing that I have found in the period of time that I've been involved is that there's a lot of good young talent that are also, you know, not here. So it's good to find out over a period of time that the sort of wealth of talent that is playing throughout Europe. But it's being involved at the biggest stage with a group of players that. But I think we have two players that have been to a World Cup before.
Wow.
You know, so, it, yeah, so these are the parts that I'm enjoying. I mean, as most know, I'm, I'm generally a manager stroke head coach. And this is what I've said. So this role is different for me, and my role is very much about supporting the head coach, using my experience with the technical staff, and being that in between the technical staff and the association. So, but overall, yes, I'm enjoying the experience. And and we know that we have a big game on Monday.
Massive, haven't you? Yeah. I was just thinking about that. The draw wasn't kind to Ghana, really, was it? That's a tough group you've got there, Chris, with South Korea and Uruguay and Portugal. I mean, that's a really tough group for you.
Yes, it is. I mean, there are two ways of looking at it.
Yeah.
We, as regards to seeding, we are the lesser seeded team. So, you know, I suppose, you know, it's the good and the bad. Generally, we was never going to get what you could regard as an easier group. So it was always going to be a tough group.
Yeah.
But I think this is one where I think even Portugal, we know, would be the favourites in the group. But in Uruguay and Korea are also two very strong teams.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are going to have to raise that level again Monday, knowing that we have to get a result.
Well, hopefully there's a little bit of justice somewhere down the line, Chris. I thought, by the way, to give the coach our best. I thought spoke brilliantly.
Yeah, he did.
When he came out and faced the television last night, he was absolutely spot on. And I'm glad he made himself known as strongly as he did. But one last question. Has it whetted the appetite? You fancy get back in?
Yes. I mean, the appetite's always been there. I mean, my agreement here is of course with the team until the World Cup. I don't know what will happen after that, but appetite's always been there. It's very
good.
It's
good.
Very difficult to lose it,
and it is, isn't it?
Particularly at this stage when you're watching the games and you're down there at ground level. It's a wonderful experience. And before I go, probably the nice part, I was fortunate enough to be at a World Cup representing the Republic of Ireland, as you know, which is through my mother, and it's a wonderful feeling being able to represent Ghana, you know, through my father's side.
Fantastic, Chris.
It's a lovely feeling with a good association and a good group of lads.
We are very grateful to you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm going to say continue to enjoy. Do that, and I hope there's less frustration in the tournament than you were facing last night.
Yeah, and good luck on Monday.
Yeah, give our best to the lads, Chris. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
No, I will do, and I'll send your best and your thoughts to Otto as well. So,
please, thank you.
Please, well thank done. You.
Much appreciated. And we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
I've enjoyed that.
Terrific.
I hope it's as good a listen as I found it.
Enjoyed that.
Good luck to Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you didn't see Otto's interview, I'm referencing the fact that he came out and he was just very honest. And
yes, he was.
I like that. You know, he shouldn't get into trouble for telling his supporters, fans, how he feels and you know, letting that go. That's exactly what we want to see.
Exactly.
So thanks to Chris. Thanks to Joe Ledley. Good luck to all. Continue, if you're in Qatar, to enjoy the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 with us on beIN Sports. We're broadcasting on 6 Max. That's the I'll just kind of get into
you just said that 6 channels and one of the we know what you mean.
We'll see you all continuously over the next 20 days.
Absolutely.
Clooney's rosters are demanding but satisfying,
very demanding, I would say. I think he's having a laugh at me, Clooney. I tell you. Yes.
See you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.